Nun har jag moral.
Nun har jag mod. Nun. Nu var man av the bottom there. Yeah. That's the last. That's. I mean, right at the bottom. It's the last time. Okay, so let's. I think let's start with the discussion of Mishnah. Yeah. Yom Tov Samuch Shabbos. Yom Tov is right next to Shabbos. Bein Milfaneh Bein Milcharia. Right. Whether it's right before Shabbos, right after Shabbos, right. How you call Hamishor Shabbos Bechiluk Lechem Haponim? Then, okay. So what's the normal then? Does everybody know what Lechem Haponim is?
Showbread.
Sorry.
Showbread.
Showbread. No. Okay. So the Shulchan is in the Heichal, right? The Shulchan is made from what material?
Wood. Covered in gold.
Gold. Right?
The whole thing's gold?
No,
it's acacia wood covered in gold.
Is it? Yeah. I'm trying to remember now. I don't remember if it was actually taste. It's definitely gold. Looks gold, right? It's made from rods, right? And it's got rods on it. It's got a keser around it, either underneath or above. That's a machlokes tanaim. Right? Is the keser on the shulchan, like, is there a rim on the shulchan above, or is it below the surface? In any case, right? And then there are rods that go above the shulchan, and there are and they support six trays on each side, right? And those trays are shaped like a U, like Unity Uber symbol. Yeah? And those trays were baked for the Lechem Aponim. And the Lechem Aponim was placed there on Shabbos. And it was taken off the shulchan next Shabbos, and the Gemara says it was a miracle and it didn't go stale. Which is probably a good thing, because the Kohen have to eat it now, and it's quite a lot of it. Right? And the Mishmar Nechmas and Mishmar Yetzei, the two Mishnaros that are coming, the one that's coming in and the one that's coming out, were divided up. But when it comes to Yom Tov, there's a din that all the Mishmaros are equal. The regular Mishmaros they're not divided up. Normally, when it comes to Yom Tov or the regular, the Mishmaros are all equal, they all serve together. Right? Because they were all, anyway, in Yerushalayim together, right? And so in such a case, they would all, if the Yom Tov was right next to Shabbos, then they would all divide up the Lechem Aponim equally, and it wouldn't just go to the two Mishmaros that were irrelevant to that Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Okay? And the Mishmaros switched every single week. There were 24 Mishmaros of the Kohanim, which means 24 basically family groupings, and they would switch out every single week. Okay. Interestingly, there is actually a halacha ma'aseh in Peshtah, maybe today. If there was a Kohen, the Gemara in Tainis says that there is a deal, which maybe we've been passing like that. If there was a Kohen, Bazman Hazeh, who knew which Mishmar he was from, which doesn't exist, but if there was, then he would be forbidden to this day from eating, from drinking wine on the week of his Avodah. As we are worried that maybe the Beis Mikdash will be rebuilt tomorrow and he'll have to do Avodah straight away.
Or he'll be drunk.
If he's drunk, he'll already be, so he can't, already can't do Avodah. In the event that there was a day separating the Yom Tov from Shabbos, then they wouldn't divide it equally. It wouldn't be that everybody gets an equal portion. The mishmar that's meant to get it would get 10 of the 12 chalos, and the mishmar that stayed over from the regular would get 2 out of the 12. Right?
And every other single other Shabbos,
the one that's coming takes 6, and the one that's leaving takes 6. They divide the two mishmaros divided up between them, like I said.
Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Nichnas Noitel Sheva, Vayotel Noitel Chamesh.
Rabbi Yehuda said it's actually 7 and 5. The one that's coming now, that'll be here for next week, took 7 chalos, and the one that's leaving took only 5.
Hanichnasin Chokin, Betzofin, Vayotzein, Vedorin,
the ones that Nichnasim. The Kohanim that are coming in now to the Beis Mikdash would sit in the Tzofin, in the northern half of the Azara, and they would eat it there. And the why they have to eat in the Azara?
Kodesh,
right. And the ones who are leaving would sit in the southern half of the Azara, and they would eat it. They would eat the Lechem upon him there.
Bilga le'olam chalekes bedarim v'taba asah kevua.
Okay. Bilga, which is one of the names of the families of these families, these 24 families of Kohanim. Right, by the way, who divided up the Kohanim into families? For the Mishmaris of the Beis Mikdash?
Yeshua.
No.
Moshe.
No. Tovnach. Right? So, Bilga, which is one of the families, they would
always eat the lechem upon them in the Darim. Right? They would never
eat in Tzofen. The Gemara will explain why that is the case. Right, by the way, what do we know about Tzofen versus Darim? What's the difference?
Tzofen's by the palace.
No. No.
You leave from Darum.
Nichnas from Tzafon. From Darum.
So yes, one of the entrances to the Azarin is in the Darum. What's another difference between the more commonly used one?
Isn't the Sanhedrin sitting in the Darum?
No, the Sanhedrin sits in the Lishkas HaGaz. It's like a yard that was branching off from the Azara. What did they do only in the Tzafon? Shchitas Kodshei Kodashim. Now, when it comes to Kodshei Kodashim, they could only be shechted in Tzafon or on the Mizbeach, according to one day and tonight, which we passing like. Right? Therefore, the Tzafon is more Kodosh. The statement that Bilga always ate the lechem polim and darim is a bad thing about them. Okay? Fine. And it says, Taba Asa Kevu'a. Basically, the idea is as follows, right? What they would do, they put rings on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, right, to hold the animal's head when they were shechting it so they wouldn't move and it wouldn't ruin the shechita, right? Now, the ring was adjustable to make it easier to use. Bilga's was not adjustable to basically force them to use the rings of the other Mishmaros. Again, that's a bad thing for them. We don't like Bilga very much.
They can't shecht in the south.
No, they ate the lechem upon him in the south. They shechted in the north.
The rings are for shechting.
Okay, they shechted in the north. They only ate the lechem upon him in the south.
Their rings were not adjustable.
Their ring was in the north with all the other rings, but it was not adjustable, yeah. Okay? And... okay, and also... Their window, it says their window was blocked. What's the window? What's it referring to?
Good enough.
Very good. Wow.
It was,
right.
It's Oscar.
Ah, okay. Well, it's good that you remember, right? In the Ulam, you're the only person who need to answer. Do you know where the Ulam was?
Before the Eichel.
Very good. So the base mixture is shaped like a T. Right? Basically. The crossbar of the T, right, which is also on which side? On the east or west?
West.
No. Very good. Well done that. Right. The east it's and it's where you enter. You enter the basement, so you basically enter through the Ulam and then you go into the Heichal. The Ulam has less Dusha, it's got the Ktushas Azara instead of the Ktushas Heichal. And it's where they used to store the knives of the Mishmaros of the Kohanim. Each Mishmar, each of the 12 Haftarah Mishmaros has basically a cubby hole there where they used to store all their knives and their other implements for making sacrifices. Bilga's was blocked up, so they had to store their knives somewhere else. So then the Gemara says, Gemara, my milfanea or my lechareya. What does it mean before and after? We said the Yom Tov, whether it's before or the next Shabbos, whether it's before or after, right? What does it mean before or after? Ilima lefanea Yom Tov Rishon lechareya Yom Tov Achrein Hainu Shabbos Shabbos Seichachak. If we were saying that means that the Yom Tov, first Yom Tov came before Shabbos and the last Yom Tov came after Shabbos, which is obviously the normal occurrence, then what it doesn't really mean, it means Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so it should just say the Shabbos which is in the Chag. So clearly that's not what it means. Ela lefanea yom tov achron, lacharea yom tov rishon. Rather, what it must mean, if it's the yom tov which is before Shabbos, it must be talking about yom tov achron, fall before Shabbos. If it's the yom tov after Shabbos, it must mean yom tov rishon falls after Shabbos. Meaning there's no chidush in saying that all the Mishmaros are shaveh for Shabbos Chol HaMoed. But it's the Seicha Regel, and all the Mishmaros are Shavah and Shabbos Chol HaMoed, right? Because that's before, that's part of the Regel. That's just true of the entire Regel, right? So you have to say that the Shabbos is just outside the Regel, where that's a Chiddush. Okay? My time, why is this true? Kaven dehane mikdamei, vehane me'achare, tiknu rabbanan, milsa ki heichi denechu behade hadade. So, what's the reason for this? Since, really, it's not like they're meant to be there, right? As in, if Yom Tov falls right before, right after Shabbos, whatever, it's not like they're They're not stealing from someone. They're there because with good reasons. And then Chazal were mesakin that they should, in fact, all share the korbanos the way they're meant to. Right? Chal yoim echad vehani tarte my avide taihu. Right? So it says, wait, did I miss something in the Quran? I don't think I did. Chal yom echad. Oh, why? If they were only separate by a day, right? And we have, remember Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that in such a case they would, the nichnas would be noitel sheva, would take seven chalos, and the yotze, the mishmar that's leaving, would take five. Why? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bischar ha'gafas d'lachos. Basically, the mishmar which is coming in is dealing with the doors and arvis, right? Even though they didn't do any of the avodah for the day. Since they got like a little bit of what's meant to be done for the day, even though they didn't do any avodah that day, so therefore that's why they get an extra challah. Then it becomes 7 and 5. V'neima le dal midal bedal. Why don't we just tell them, no, you take 6, and then next week you'll take 6. In other words, everybody's getting the same number of challahs. If you get 6 this week and 6 next week, or if you get 7 this week and 5 next week, right, lamaisa, everybody's always getting 12. Right, so why do this? Amar Abaye, so Abaye responded, Boitzina Dala Mikra. Basically, the idea there. What did you say?
It's Tava, not Dala.
Did I say Dala? Sorry, so Mitzia Tava Mikra. Basically, what does it mean? It means like, this is Rashi explains like this. This is a mashal, right? We're saying. Right, basically the idea is you want to, if somebody tells you that, let's say you've got a pumpkin in your backyard, and you can eat it now, when it's, you know, it's edible, it's fine, but it's not wholly, totally ready, or you can eat it in a week when it's going to be much bigger, what are you going to do?
Wait a week.
No, you're going to eat it now. Right, human psychology is you're probably going to eat it now, because people don't like delayed gratification, even though you should wait a week, right? The same basic idea, like the Mishmar, in Achinami they don't lose out by pushing off their extra challah until next week, right? But they want it now. People want they want the gratification now. Okay. Mishmara nechneses oisa tamid shel bein arabayim ul vasichin. Mishmara nechneses. The mishmar which is coming in is going to do the tamid shel bein arabayim, and they're going to burn the basichin. What are the basichin? So these little bowls that were sitting on top of the piles of one of it for each of the piles of 6 lechem upon him, right? And they were filled with avon, they were filled with incense, and they would be burnt right on Shabbos. Ve'elu mosafin cholkin leikathani. Wait. They were meant to divide up the mosafin as well. Why doesn't this Tana, why didn't the Mishnah say that it divided up the Musafin? Why did it leave that out? So the Gemara says, no! Haitana de Chalukah Lo Kamari, it's nothing to do, this Tana's not really dealing with Chalukah, he's not dealing with all the things they divided up, and how they divided up, it's not the point. Right? They were doing specifically with the effect that the regular had on the Lechem upon him. It happens to be that that was an issue. But it wasn't he wasn't interested in telling us about all of Chalukah. Right? All of the ways in which the different Mishmaros would divide and Kohanim would divide up the Korbanos to eat afterwards. Okay? Amar Rava v'hatan v'shmuel demari b'chaluk v'musaf v'nchokin lo'i kasane desan v'shmuel mishmar ha'yoytzeis oyse tamen shal shachar u'musaf v'n mishmar ha'nechneses oyse tamen shal bein arabayim u'vazichin. Arba Kohanim ayu nechasin sham, shnayim mishmar zu, shnayim mishmar zu, v'cholkin lechem, v'cholkin lechem, apadam v'ilu, v'nesaf v'cholkin lechasani, two of the Rabbi Yudas, two of the, so it says, Rava said no. Right? Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. It says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mufasa. Rabbi Yehuda said Musafin. They divided up Musafin. Meisiv ve Mishmara Yotzei. So Oysa Tamin Shal Bein Arba Shal Tamin Shal Shachar U Musaf. And they would do the Tamin Shachar and the Musaf. Mishmara Nichnes Oysa Tamin Shal Bein Arba'im U Vazichin. And then the Mishmara Kamiyon would do Tamin Shal Bein Arba'im and the Vazichin. And didn't mention they divided up the Musafin. And then it says that no, this Tana is not really dealing with Chalukah. It's dealing with the way that the Avodah was divided, right? And Rava said, but wait, there was a Tana Devi Shmuel. There was a Tana. What's a Tana again? You remember?
Speaker.
Very good. Somebody's repeating a bright star. A Tana Devi Shmuel and the Beit Midrash of Shmuel, who said that they were, who talked about the way they divided things, right? He says, Mishmar Nechneses, the Mishmar were coming in, would talk about Tamid Shal Shachar. They would do Tamid Shachar, they would do the Musaf. And then Mishmar Yotis, the Mishmar is coming in now. We'll do Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im and the Bazich. And the Tamid for the evening and the Bazich and these bowls of incense. And then Arba'ne Arba'a Kohanim, how would they do the Bazich? And four Kohanim would come in, right? All right. Two of them would take off the Lechem upon him and two of them would put the Lechem upon him on. This is a Machlekes in Maseches Menachos. How exactly was the Lechem upon him changed on the table? Ta'achachamim thought that the way they would do it is they would literally bring in the Lechem upon him, right? And at the same time as the Lechem upon him was being taken off, the new one would be put on. That way it would be Tamid. It would be always on the Shulchan because Vasu Lechem upon him Lefanai Tamid, says the Pasuk, right? And Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, if they did it, they would take off the Lechem upon him in the morning, they'd put a new one, Ben Arabayim, in the evening. That was enough. That was considered Tamid because there was never a full day and it was off the table. Okay? So but the way Pasuk like Chachamim, so four Chachamim would come in, two would take the Lechem upon him off, and two more would put it on at exactly the same time, right? And then they would divide up the Lechem upon him between them, right? And it doesn't say that they divided up the Musaf, and even though here it's already talking about dividing up the food, and said to Yufta, to Rabbi Yehuda, to Yufta. That's Rinch Priz, the Rabbi Yehuda is wrong, that he did not divide up the Musaf, and the Mishmara, the family group that was dealing with it, that was still there from the previous week, would get the Musaf. Okay. Hanichnasin Cholkim Musafin. The Gemara says that they would divide up in the north. The new ones would divide up in the north, and the old ones would divide up in the south. Right? Tana Rabban the Rice says Hanichnasin Cholkim Musafin. They should yiru all shehin nesnasim. But Yidisin Cholkim Adon. They should yiru all shehin yotzin. The people coming in would divide up in the north. The people leaving would divide up in the south. And the reason why is because you'd see that they were different. You'd see who was coming and who was leaving. And obviously, it's more kodesh to be coming into the Beis Hamikdash and the Beis Hamikdash to be leaving the Beis Hamikdash. Right, therefore, the group that was coming in now will do it in Safin, which is the more Kaddish area. Okay? Beligalo elam cholekas tshoyim, Bilgot, sorry. Always divides up in the Dorim, right? Tana Rabbanon, Maise be Miriam bas Bilga shehem mira dasa ve'halcha ve'niseis lesar diyudechad memalchi evanim. Right? There was a story about Miriam, the daughter of Bilga, right? She was from this family. It doesn't mean she was a daughter of a person named Bilga, it means she was from this family. Right, and she went way off the derech. Right, she became a koferes, and she married some Greek prince. We don't like people who do that. Right, who's called Sardiud apparently. Right. It's like Dafka, very appropriate, we're learning this today. And when the Yevonim came into the Heichal, when does that story happen?
Chanukah.
Who's the king?
Antioch.
Very good. So Sardiud is probably some like under king of his or something, or whatever, some prince. Right? So when they came into the Heichal and they were trying to disgrace it, so she started kicking the Mizbeach. Right? And she called it Locus. Rashi thinks that means wolf in Greek. I will take his word for it. Right? Woof, woof! How long are you going to be taking all the money from the Jews and you're not doing anything for them when they need you? It's not so kosher.
Tosi said that to who? To the
Mizbeach. I mean, she was saying it to God.
Oh.
Right? And when Chachamim heard that they see that this woman from Bilga said this, they said this reflects very poorly on the whole family, and so we're going to fix this ring into their ring into the ground, so they have to use somebody else's ring, and we're going to block their window. Right. And there are some people who say that Right? What they that it was that wasn't the reason why. I mean, they're not disputing that it happened, but they were saying that's not the reason why. It's not fair. Right? The reason why is different. Right? The reason why was Bilga didn't show up. Right? Bilga were lazy bums, and they didn't bother showing up to the Diavoida 1 week. And so Yeshbav, which is the family group that came before Bilga in the rotation, had to stay for another week. And that's why... And that's why they imposed these knases on Bilga to embarrass them, basically, you know, forever after.
Afal pi sheshchene rarishayim leinish nistakru shchene Bilga nistakru she Bilga la'ilam chelekes darim yeshbav achi betzafayin.
And it says, even though normally when you're a neighbor of a Rasha, of an evil person, you say, well, that's a bad thing. We don't want to reward you for it. In this case, Bilga's neighbors were rewarded. Yeshbav would always divide up in the north. They got something out of this, right?
Bishlam alamandar mishmarta show halava. Yehayda dekansinan lechula mishmar alamandar amar Miriam bas Bilga shei mira datam dasa mishum bar tzvarate kansinan leila didei.
Says the girl, boy, I don't get it, right? I understand, if the entire Mishmar didn't bother showing up, so then we should impose a knas, we should penalize them. That's not nice, right? One woman from this big family of Kohanim did something bad, and suddenly the whole family gets punished. It's not nice. It's not fair. Right? What did they do wrong?
Amra baya in kit amrinsha shusa dinuka beshuka oy de avua oy de Imei.
So, when you hear a baby saying something, and it's like, you know, sometimes kids say something and it's not such a nice thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Imei, you told me that he's really fat or something. When a small child says something in the show, says something unpleasant, where'd they get it from?
Parents.
Mistama, the parents. Right, so yeah, they didn't raise her right. Right, it is a little bit their fault that she went off the derech and married a guy. Right, they didn't raise her right. And it says, "Mishum avua ve'imei kanzin lechali mishmara." Says the girl, "Wait, okay, fine. You can say it's a bit harsh, but fine. The parents didn't raise her right. It's all fair. It's a big mishmara. There's only hundreds of people. Like, it's still not fair, right?" And the girl says, "Mara baye."
It says, no.
It's because of a general rule, Oyla Rasha, woe be to the Rasha, woe be to his neighbor, right? And again, it's good. Somebody's the neighbor of a tzaddik, that's good for him. So, you know, it's not your fault, right? There was a guy who did something bad next to you, and that, you know, it's not your fault, but still it reflects upon you. It's like you're a little bit tainted by association. So that's the reason why. Right, Shanei Mara, as the pasuk says, Imru tzadik ki toiv ki pri malolim yoichelu. Right? They say tzadik ki toiv, the tzadik will say it's good because they will eat the fruits of their actions. And on that note, we finish Maseches Sukkah Dron Alach HaChalil Mislika La Maseches Sukkah.
Very nice.